Oasis Audio presents The Woodshed Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. A Farm for Sale. The telephone gave a long, loud ring. Supper was over. Benny Alden was going through the hall. He answered it.
"Telephone, Grandfather,"
shouted Benny.
"It's for you. Long distance."
Mr. Alden came to the telephone and said, "Hello?" "Oh, yes." Then he said nothing for a long, long time. Benny and his sister Violet couldn't help listening. At last, Grandfather said, "That's just fine, Jane."
"It's Aunt Jane,"
Violet whispered to Benny. Benny nodded, and a smile spread over his face. "Just wonderful, Jane," said Grandfather again. "Yes, I do." "Yes, I think it is a fine idea." "Yes, Jane. I'll think it over and call you very soon." "No, Jane, I won't be long. Maybe a day or two." "Yes, I know you like to do things fast. You are like Benny." Grandfather winked at Benny. At last, Grandfather said, "Goodbye, Jane. See you soon."
"See you soon?"
said Benny.
"Are we going out west to see Aunt Jane again?"
"No, she is coming here," said Mr. Alden.
"Oh, my, my,"
said Benny. "Yes, that's what I say, too," said Grandfather. "Oh, my, my, my. Now, you four children get together and we'll talk this over. Benny, you find Henry."
"And I'll get Jessie,"
said Violet.
"She's up in her room."
The four Aldens, two girls and two boys, lived with their grandfather in a big house. Henry was in college. Jessie was a senior in high school, and Violet was just ready for...